Phil Hendry.
Okay, that's fine.
We're on a terrible track right now, not just with respect to national security.
I feel very, very confident, even more so now that we have been there and had the presentation.
I love you.
It's not cool. It's not funny.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is a bitch. On this here show, and we'll take you right on through that looking glass every night to find it. PhilHendryShow.com is our website. It is also the official home of the Phil Hendry Show on the World Wide Web. It is also considered by some to be one of the funniest websites on the web. Why, witness PC World, that gave us honorable mention in their magazine. And we have there as well the largest repository of archival radio material from our show in the world. So you can listen to Phil Hendry back 15 years, listen to the evolution of the show and how we do the show. You can now watch the show, and that is by getting a backstage pass. You can see us doing our show live every night on our video stream. Listen to the video and as well as the audio, and download the audio the next day. Download these shows as much as you want. And watch our five-day video archives over there at PhilHendryShow.com. Pick up a BSP. Get with it. 877-876-PHIL. Fox 411, which is the entertainment and gossip blog of Fox Television, has come up with its best prison movies, 11 of the best prison movies. Dr. Ron Turner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory will be joining us here in just a moment to talk about this list of prison films and Fox News in general as it has evolved over the years. Is it a politically charged network? Is it an editorially skewed network? Is it a right winger's dream over there? And what have the best prison movies got to do with all of that? Dr. Turner, good evening and welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Had a wonderful time. I'm still getting bail about my last appearance with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Fox 411, the entertainment and gossip blog, starts off here. What is it about prison movies? Law-abiding citizens love them, even if we never glimpse the inside of a prison cell. Maybe it's the taste of forbidden fruit we get from entering the world of criminals, or maybe it's our desire to see justice done. You have another take on prison movies, don't you?
I do have a different take on prison movies, Phil, and my take is that it is the perfect fare for a television network, Fox Television Network, and the Fox News Channel, which does carry this agenda that is an ultra-conservative agenda, and some might say an ultra-right-wing agenda, and celebrates a system, the American prison system, where rape is institutionalized, where the abuse physically of inmates is institutionalized, where murder, I think in some instances, is institutionalized, and only Fox Television can find something redeeming in that by publishing a best prison movies list. And my colleagues and I, we're part of an organization of scientists nationwide, as well as scientists from around North America and the world, have pooled our resources to say that in the name of science and in the name of the education of our young people, the celebration of an institution where rape and beating and murder is institutionalized by way of film is no way to celebrate the American attempted justice. And these films, I think, more than exhibit that.
All right, well, look, I mean, all these are prison movies, you know.
All they are prison movies, and let's take them one at a time. In Shawshank Redemption, there is rape. In Cool Hand Luke, they talk about attempted rape. In The Great Escape, that's a war movie. Which, by the way, I have nothing against the American men and women of World War II, but The Great Escape, the movie that they made, is completely erroneous. It's not based on anything factual.
Well, there was a Great Escape.
No, I know there was a Great Escape, but the film doesn't reflect it at all.
In what way?
Well, there was nobody running a motorcycle.
Okay, so the Steve McQueen character is a little fanciful. Then we have Bridge on the River Kwai.
Well, Bridge on the River Kwai is also loosely based on fact, but again, it's a film where men are together, and they are forced into a sort of an affection for each other.
And are you talking about all of these films having to do with rape?
No, I'm not talking about all of them having to do with rape, but I think it's unnatural to celebrate penal system or systems of punishment or imprisonment that are. I don't particularly have a problem with Bridge on the River Kwai, The Great Escape, because those were prison camps run by the Japanese and the Nazis, and I'm not talking about them right now. I'm talking about the American penal system, which, as it turns out, is a penal system that does endorse torture.
Well, it doesn't officially endorse torture.
It doesn't officially endorse torture. It's institutionalized torture. And Fox Television, and this is really the big point of what I'm trying to make, Fox Television, which has wrapped a flag around Rupert Murdoch and every one of their hosts, they have essentially taken an American flag and cocooned their host in the American flag. Now celebrates men and women being incarcerated and forced into unnatural situations sexually and as well as other ways. And this, to Fox, is something to be celebrated.
What do you say to somebody who may say to you, why don't you relax and get a life? They're just prison movies.
You know, there's no phrase I like better than get a life. I like that. When someone says to me, get a life, it means I'm onto something. It means that I have touched them in a place where I have pushed a button with them. I love it.
I got to tell you, Ron, it sounds to me like you're making a big deal out of nothing here. Okay?
Why do you say that?
While what you say is true about the American prison system, there's no question that the American prison system, in many ways, if it continues to sort of look the other way when rape is committed and these beatings that you're talking, there's no question that that's a disgrace, and we have to address that. But these films tend to be, for law-abiding citizens, very escapist in nature. And
escapist in nature, Phil, you know, if...
Well, let me just finish. And they're very fanciful. And, for instance, The Green Mile is even a film that is almost fantasy-like.
And what do you mean?
Well, they got a mouse that lives to be 150.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I know what you're saying. You're saying that people enjoy these films and they lose themselves in the films and don't really see the reality of what's going on in prison. But that's the whole point that I'm making here. Fox Television is rolling out a list of prison movies that Fox is taking very lightly and that they want you to take very lightly because, as far as Fox is concerned, the whole notion of prison and what happens in prison should be covered up and should not be discussed. And we should all think that in prison there's a mouse that lives to be 150. And there are, and there's no rape, and there's a guy playing with a baseball.
And playing with a baseball?
In The Great Escape, which you asked me.
Oh, The Great Escape, yeah.
So, but this is Fox TV wrapping itself in the American flag again. Fox is it's a very slippery organization, Fox TV. And in order to get them, in order to call them on the carpet, for the despicable things they've done, I've kept an eye on that network, and it's difficult. But when I saw this list of prison movies, I knew that I had found my holy grail. And I can hang my hat on this one. There's not a lot you can do when it comes to Fox Television.
And all right, well, you just said something there. You've been looking to skewer Fox, right?
I know I'm looking to expose Fox for what they are, a far right-wing propaganda film.
All right. And you couldn't find anything until they came out with these prison movies. Don't you think that this list of prison movies is a little weak?
No, I do not think it's weak. What do you mean by weak?
I mean, to say that Fox is endorsing a system of torture by listing all these great prison movies.
No, I do not think that it's weak at all. Do you think that it's weak to say that Fox, by talking about how wonderful Shawshank Redemption is, by talking about how wonderful Cool Hand Luke is, by talking about how wonderful The Green Mile is, Cage, Concrete Jungle, that they're not endorsing a system of rape and torture? I would dare say, Phil, that you will have very few people who would agree with you on that one.
We'll find out. I want to give our number out here. It is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Dr. Ron Turner. And Dr. Turner, along with scientists from around North America, have an organization that looks into the education of the American people and the American our American youth as well. And he feels that Fox Network is endorsing a system of rape and torture by these top 11 prison movies. See, prison, all I'm saying is prison movies seem to be something that people enjoy.
Well, people have got to stop enjoying prison movies. You think that these prison, you think it's Jimmy Cagney and Edward G. Robinson and them. It is a graphic celebration of brutality, and Fox Television is trying to say that's okay with them. And I think I got him. I think I got him dead to rights, and I got him. And to us, this is a smoking gun for Fox.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Does Fox TV, by promoting great prison movies, have they shown themselves to be endorsing a system of torture, rape, and beating? 877-876-PHIL. We're on here with Dr. Ron Turner, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Make me look like an ass.
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and with me is Dr. Ron Turner. The 11 best prison movies of all time, a list created by Fox 411 for their blog, has inspired the curiosity of Dr. Turner and an organization called, and we didn't give the name of the organization because I wanted you to explain it, the Sisters?
That is correct, Phil.
Why are you called the Sisters?
Well, I'll tell you why we call ourselves the Sisters, because we are concerned with the brutality that is endorsed by the right-wing network of Fox in these films. The Sisters was the name of these predatory homosexuals in the film Shawshank Redemption, who eventually rape repeatedly the character played by Tim Robbins, until one of the sisters is then sent, I believe he's beaten by a guard, and then he's sent to the hospital. The reason why we call ourselves the Sisters is in an anti-prison movie way. We are keeping an eye out, we are aggressive, and we're predatory, but we're not violent homosexuals. Using the term the Sisters reminds people of that movie. They'll ask, well, why did you call yourself that?
See, I forgot about that. I didn't even know. That's weird, though. You're a group of scientists.
That is correct, yes. But this is our way of tapping into the culture and educating the culture, because we see people. Phil, you're always talking about check your sources. You're always talking about what's the source. Well, Mr. Hendry, I am telling you the source of this list is Fox Television, a right-wing, conservative-controlled network endorsing these film like Shawshank Redemption, which celebrates prison rape.
I've got to disagree with you. Shawshank Redemption doesn't celebrate it by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, whatever you call it, the people who seem to be enamored of that film watch it over and over and over again. And I consider that to be very weird.
Real weird.
Well, and some people may think you calling your organization the Sisters is weird.
No, that, Mr. Henry, is a way for us to acknowledge the power of that film. Our organization is as powerful as the Sisters in that movie, but we fight for good.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call in Houston. Robert, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Turner. Go ahead, please.
All right, thanks for having me. Hi.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, whatever your name is, I think you're reading into it farther than, are you just trying to stir up the mess of Fox? And I think you got a few screws loose. First of all, I think it's pretty funny you named your organization.
Well, you know, I could say your name is what, Mary, or whatever your name is. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, why do you think I got a few screws loose?
Well,
let's not do that.
Well, he says, Doctor, whatever your name is. I mean, that you have to be pretty stupid if you don't know a name that's been repeated over and over again.
Well, my phone's breaking up, and I've been sitting on hold.
Yeah, he's having a hard time. Go ahead, Robert, and you can answer.
So, first of all, you're reading into it way farther. All those movies have been played on all the other news channels, ABC, NBC, first of all.
Oh.
Cool Hand Luke, I grew up watching Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, but that may be true, but they didn't call it the best movie. I don't see a list of MSNBC or...
Wouldn't that movie be considered one of the best movies? I'm sure. I mean,
no.
Shawshank Redemption didn't win some awards.
If you wanted to celebrate prison movies and prison rape, I suppose you'd list that as a great movie. But there's only one network that does that. One network that celebrates prison movies, and that's the Fox TV network. And nobody else listed, hey, here's some great rape movies.
No, wait a second. You're calling these rape movies. We're looking at a list of films that includes not only Shawshank Redemption, but the Cool Hand Luke.
All right. What about the rape scene in that?
There's no rape scene in Cool Hand Luke at all.
Well, there's a man. What about the guy that said that he had a
problem with issues with being raped? No, I think they're actually good movies that keeps you...
Well, wouldn't you? Are you telling me you don't have an issue
with
it?
Well, first of all, I ain't putting myself in a position to go to jail. And, you know, yeah,
I don't think that. Are you saying that you endorse the American prison system the way it is that allows men to get raped?
No, it's definitely jacked up. But you know what? Just because Fox is making the movies of prisons, I mean, nominations of the best movies don't mean that they're endorsing the rape. Come on, man.
Well, why? What are they endorsing? They're endorsing American prisons where there's...
Spike TV has channels that guys, movies for guys that who like movies. You know, it might be about race cars or whatever. So, what is it?
Well, that's fine. That's not about torture. That's not about rape. And let me tell you, in December... I go to a minimum security facility here in California for non-payment of child support. I'm sorry that I did that. I apologize. I'm going to get my... this guy.
Are you going to prison?
I'm going to... Can I just finish? Because this guy just said, is that why I'm making a big deal? I'm afraid of getting my butt raped. I am going to a minimum security facility, and I'm bringing up this. I was not going to bring this up at all, but I saw this list today, and I thought, now's the time, because I have the moral ascendancy to say something about this.
Are you going to prison?
Boy, I just said a whole bunch. Did you hear everything that I said, and all you could think of, are you going to prison?
I'm just asking the question. Are you going to prison?
I'm going for 6 months, yes.
To a minimum security facility. Where's that?
I don't want to say.
Okay. And it just so happens that you're also taking exception to these prison films.
Yes, that is correct, Phil. And the Sisters are an organization that would have been here with or without me.
All right, Robert, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Alex in Los Angeles. Alex, you're on... Oh, wait a minute, Alex. Hold the line, and we have to take a break. We'll get right back to you. We're talking here with Dr. Ron Turner. And Dr. Tarner is with the Sisters, an organization of scientists who are opposed to the celebration in film of prison films. Now, it just so happens that his organization is named after three predatory homosexuals in The Shawshank Redemption. He says that Fox Television is celebrating the American penal system, a system of torture and rape. And on top of everything else, he now tells us that he's going to jail in December for non-payment of child support. I don't get it. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
What do you think? It sounds like a mystery.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And we're back here with Dr. Ron Turner. We're talking about the top 11. It's a list that was made here by Fox 411, the top 11 prison movies of all time. I don't know why it came out now. It could be that it's the summer. We're right in the middle of summer. People love films. They're watching a lot of movies. And this particular list has The Shawshank Redemption on it, Cool Hand Luke, The Great... Now, some of these films, you have to agree, Ron, have nothing to do, in my opinion, with the prison you're talking about.
Well, that is correct, but I think we get sidetracked if we talk about that. I think the essential point is that Fox Television, Fox TV, a right-wing controlled network, propagandizing violence and literally propagandizing the idea that violence is good, is now coming out with a list of prison movies. And we all know what happens in prison. And I brought up the fact that I'm going to be remanded to custody in December to a minimum security prison in California because of non-payment of child support for a reason. The reason why I brought that up is I don't want people thinking that I'm talking about this just because I'm going into prison. I've always felt that Fox Television is a right-wing propaganda mouthpiece. I would say again, as I did in a letter to Fox, that if I could get into a segregated unit at, all right, I'll say it, San Luis Obispo, Men's Colony, that I would be happy to ratchet down, if you will, our efforts.
Wait. You're going to be going to the Men's Colony at San Luis Obispo.
That's correct, yes.
And you now are saying you want to get into a segregated unit there so that what? So that you don't, you're not subject to any violence?
No, that's got nothing to do with it. Because Lindsay Lohan gets a segregated unit, because Vince Neil and Motley Crue got into a segregated unit, because a lot of these, Morton Downey Jr. Got...
You mean Robert Downey?
Robert Downey got into a segregated unit. I feel that I have enough celebrity to get into a segregated unit, and if I do, I can disband the Sisters, and we won't continue to harp on this.
The Sisters is the organization of scientists, I want to let people know, that is opposed to these kinds of violent films and right-wing propagandizing, and you call yourselves the Sisters after the three predatory homosexuals in Shawshank Redemption.
That is correct.
I got to tell you, your message is very, very complex and confusing. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, whatever is confusing, Mr. Ritter, I'd be happy to explain it to you.
That's fine. Alex in Los Angeles, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How are you? Dr. Ron, you know, I have to say that in terms of glorifying violence and who makes these violent movies,
yeah, we lost him. So the point is that what he was going to say was that liberals make those movies.
Liberals make the movies, but it is the conservatives that are supporting it, Phil.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're with Dr. Ron Turner here as we talk about the best prison movies, and this off of the list from Fox 411. Now, The Great Escape is not a prison movie.
War movie, yes.
All right, and I wouldn't call that's not an American prison movie. Bridge on the River Kwai is an American is not an American prison movie. That's a war movie. My Cousin Vinny, that's not even a prison movie.
The problem with My Cousin Vinny is it makes reference to rape, and they think it's funny, and they laugh.
The movie's a comedy, My Cousin Vinny. I don't know. And then Stalag 17, which is not a prison movie. That's another World War II prisoner war movie. The Green Mile, that's a prison movie.
But the Green Mile film is an example of a film that has a lot of racial undertone. And in that film, an African-American is murdered. He got the death penalty, but they gave him the death penalty with a dry sponge, which you're supposed to keep wet.
And be in the electric chair.
That's correct.
All right, and the next one is Caged, and these are a couple of female sexploitation prison movies. Again, I don't think anybody is going to get all that wound up about it.
Well, Phil, I think you're wrong. We are here, and we will be here until early December when I have to report for processing, and we will be talking about these prison movies. And,
but you want to get into a segregated something or other.
Segregated housing.
At the men's colony in San Luis Obispo, and you'll disband the sisters.
Yes, and can I ask you a little bit of a question?
Go ahead.
You made these comments about the sisters.
I think it's just a weird name, that's all. When you talk about
what's weird about it?
It's the sisters is the name of those three guys that were the guys that beat up Tim Robbins in the movie. And they were, as you said, predatory homosexuals.
Yes, but we're not predatory homosexuals. We are opposed to prison rape.
So why would you call yourself the sisters? On top of that, you're going into prison and you didn't tell me about that. And on top of that, you got something here about I don't know what, man. You want to go into segregated housing and then you'll call the whole thing off. Ron, you know, like that kid said, maybe you're just afraid that this is going to happen to you.
You be afraid of that? And I don't have any problem admitting to that. Of course I am. But that has nothing to do with why I'm on your program tonight.
No, you're on my program tonight to what? To talk about how Fox 411 shouldn't be talking about Shawshank Redemption, The Bridge on the River Kwai. Most of these flicks, as I said, are prisoner of war movies. They have nothing to do with prison movies.
Mr. Henry, when I first came on your program tonight, you said that, basically you said whatever, and I told you that whatever was my food. That's my fuel. If I get whatevers, I turn that into raw protein. So I am not put off by your boredom, nor am I put off by, are there any phone calls?
For you?
No, for you. Yes, for me.
No, there's none. Nobody wants to talk to you.
Nobody wants to talk to me. They want to talk to you?
Yeah, they might want to talk to me. They don't want to talk to you because they don't believe you, man, because they think you're full of crap, because they like Shawshank Redemption, and because they're not interested in getting you into segregated housing at the men's colony at San Luis Obispo when you go inside in December for non-payment of child support.
And they think I'm a hypocrite because I am against prison movies, even though I'm going into prison. I'll explain to you that that is not hypocrisy. That's courage. I have the guts to say I don't want to get raped in prison. Forget it. That came out wrong.
Yeah, that came out wrong, all right. I don't like these guys hanging up.
What do you want me to do? I don't know if they're going to hang up or not.
Every time they get stuck, they hang up. I have the courage to say I'm going to prison and I don't want to get raped. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with more news, including this Arizona immigration law. Will it ever just settle down, go away, get recalled, something? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, Atlanta, WCFO, 1160 AM, and our affiliate spotlight tonight. And this is like the 50th time we've been spotlighting Bozeman, Montana. I guess you guys feel special there. KBOZ, let's get something other than Bozeman up. If you'll pardon the expression, KBOZ 1090 AM in Montana. Maybe they're a new affiliate. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL And I just got a request to do an interview in Canada.
Yeah, I did one.
I know. And this is from the sister station of the station that we're on in Canada. I tell you what you guys ought to do is put me on the air there. How about that? So we're on in Toronto, and this is in London, Ontario. So we'll be on in the Toronto station, and then we'll be on the London, Ontario station. See, that's two different markets, isn't it? And we'll be on two stations. That's not a bad idea. The Arizona immigration law, I guess, is the big news. And, oh, God. 6 days before Arizona's new immigration law is set to take effect, the fate of the controversial legislation rests with a federal judge who on Thursday heard from Obama administration lawyers seeking to stop its enactment. Although Judge Susan Bolton made no ruling after a 90-minute hearing in which Justice Department attorneys argued the law interferes with federal powers, some of her remarks led backers and opponents of the law to draw their own conclusions.
What's that mean?
I don't know. It's the dullest story in the history of the world, this Arizona immigration story that's so dull. If it's unconstitutional, then they got to look at whether it's unconstitutional or not, I guess. Here is, in an interview with Greta Van Susteren, Jan Brewer says she thinks the law will survive the legal challenge.
I feel very, very confident, even more so now that we have been there and had the presentation. It was very well done, and I'm very, very confident of Judge Bolton. She seems to have a very, very good grasp of the issues, and I thought that it went very, very well. I feel very confident.
How do you feel about it? Phoenix attorney Antonio Bustamante told demonstrators gathered outside amid a heavy police presence that it seemed as if the judge might let stand a portion of the law that requires local and state authorities to determine whether a person is in the country illegally. That's the most egregious, he said. Let me ask you something there, Mr. Bustamante. What if they determined that the federals had to take over the border, which that's what the Constitution says, that the federal government is in charge of the border. That's where everybody's got a problem. That's why, ostensibly, a lot of these people have a problem with it. But the feds ain't going to do nothing about it. But let's say the feds did do something about it. Let's say the federals took over the border and started to enforce and did exactly the same stuff that the state's doing. Then what would you say?
Then they want to have a constitutional amendment or something.
Yeah, they have to change the Constitution.
They ain't going to change the Constitution. See, the mood of the country is very simply this. I know that it probably upsets a lot of people. The mood of the country, the mood of the American people, although it doesn't necessarily stand with federal law, as in the federal charter, the Constitution, I'm not sure. I don't know. The mood of the country is what Arizona did is a good thing. Now, that's the mood of the country. And it doesn't fall down necessarily along racial lines. It falls down along these lines, Americans and non-Americans, or maybe Americans and Americans of European and African ancestry and Americans of Hispanic. See, the African-American people I talk to, black people I talk to, this ain't no liberal issue where, okay, let's get all the blacks. Let's go. Come on. It's a liberal. Let's get the blacks in line. Black people are split down the middle on this one big time. So let's not start counting those chickens before they're hatched. Black folks, in fact, tend to be in favor of this law. Probably even more emotionally in favor of this law than white people are. Because if ever there was a segment of our society that got pushed out of more jobs by some new guy coming off a boat, it was black folks.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? You talk about what?
What do I mean? What am I talking about? Are you kidding?
No.
I'll say it again. Black people, of all Americans, suffered the most because of immigration, both legal and illegal. They got shoved out of jobs left and right. I give you the esteemed Frederick Douglass. You know who he was, right?
Yeah. That was who I was telling you about.
Frederick Douglass, he's black.
Yes, he's black. Are you guys, what do you mean that's what he was...
I was trying to remember the name of that one guy that looked like Abraham Lincoln, but he's black.
Looked like Abraham Lincoln, but he's black. I wouldn't say that he's... No. Frederick Douglass said, wherever we go, we get pushed out of every part of the city. He was talking about New York. He says, everywhere we go in this city, we get pushed out by some new wave of immigrant, as if we never existed, as if we don't even... as if we're invisible. We've been here longer than any of these people. And every time somebody new comes, they shove us out of every corner of this city.
But who are you talking about?
When he wrote that, he was talking about the Irish. And he's right. He was right. When it comes to immigration, while we want it honorable and we want it legal and we want to make sure that people are treated well and that everybody has a piece of the pie and blah, 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 yada, 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 and everybody just sweet and loving on each other and it's a great country, that's fine. That's great, you know. But we got some people to take care of here. And when I look at this immigration law and people think that this has to do with some right-wing agenda, this is beyond that. This has to do with Americans, many of them generations and generations and generations deep in this country, who recognize that there needs to be law when it comes to the borders. So this guy Bustamante can talk all he wants about how the state and the locals are doing this and that. But what if the federals do it, man? If you don't like the state doing it, if you don't like the locals doing it, if you don't like the local cop coming up and asking you for your driver's license, I understand that. What if the federals start enforcing this at some level?
Yeah, how are they going to do that, though? The driver's license is not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How are they going to do it? I don't know. Maybe taxes. I don't know how they would do it. I don't know how the federals. They would have to do it in terms of their enforcement at the border.
Yeah, but how are they going to do it when people are here?
Well, that's where ICE comes in, see? That's where all these federal, no local cops, then ICE and the rest of them, the immigration naturalization people, they become like a federal police agency, I guess. I don't know. Doing the same stuff, you know? I don't want to say anything, sir, but you look Mexican. Could I see your documentation? Wait a minute, I'm not. I happen to be Jewish. Well, too late now. I still need to see your documentation. So,
what do you mean, look Jewish, man? If people say that they're being profiled, and so someone will stop them and look at their papers, right?
That's what they're afraid of. That's what they're afraid of. Yeah, they're afraid that just because I look Hispanic, I'm walking down the street, someone will say I am suspect because of my looks, and that's what people are afraid of. Okay.
All right. Black people have had to put up with that for a long time. Then, oh, look at that, black suspect. See. So I think a Mexican do it, too.
No, man, that's not it, you know?
You know, I keep repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again.
It's true. We don't want to do that. My point has always been that if you think you're going to be profiled, right, if you believe that this is a racist law because it will lead to profiling, I believe that somebody who believes that thinks that cops are stupid. I think you're profiling cops. I think you put cops into the category of dumb and racist. Now, I realize it's not a ethnicity. It's a profession. I realize it's got nothing to do with, you know, one's origins, one's physiology, nothing like that, one's orientation or race. But a cop is a cop. It's a profession. And to say that this law is racist, why? Because cops will wind up profiling people and they will wind up putting people in jail like that. I say, oh, so you think cops are stupid and racist? Yeah, you know, that really, all you got to do is lay that on people, okay?
Yeah, well, all you do is cause a fight. Yeah,
that's exactly right. You're going to cause a fight. That's a good fight to have.
Yeah, but I did that one time, and a guy said, I said to a guy, oh, you, just like you said, I said, oh, he says the cops are going to profile. And I said, yeah, because you think cops are stupid. You must hate cops. And the guy goes, I don't like cops. And I go, yeah, I know. And he goes, how'd you know? I said, because of what you said. Or I mean, because of what you said. And then he goes, yeah, but how did you know? And I said, because you said that.
All right, I get it, man. God.
What are you doing, man? Write a book?
God, man. How long is the story going to take?
Well, then, no. But then he said, no. But what he said was, I
get it, bud. You had almost had a fight with a guy, right?
Yeah.
Because the guy said he didn't like cops.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, there you go. I mean, you're going to scratch somebody that deep. Anybody that says to you, this is going to lead to profiling, and then you say to them, oh, because you think cops are stupid, they're going to say no. You're going to say, well, if it leads to profiling, then you are going to, you have to believe that cops are stupid. Well, I don't mean all cops. Well, how many do you mean? Do you mean in the majority? Do you mean in the minority? Do you mean, what are you talking about here? I mean, one or two is too many. That's what they're going to do. They're going to back it all the way down there. Nobody wants to say they don't like cops. But the fact is, if you say that this law leads to profiling, what you're saying is cops are stupid, cops are going to profile, and you're probably saying, well, I don't want to say, but anybody that says that to me, Sounds like they had a hard time with cops. Or maybe they just don't, you know, maybe they think it's cool to say you don't like cops.
I think it's cool to say you don't like cops. I don't like cops either. But I don't think they're stupid. You know.
All right, well, maybe that's good. You don't like cops, but at least you know that they're not dumb. So, anyway, that's the Arizona immigration law. And then Rage Against the Machine wants in on the act. I'm not sure why. They're going to, quote, rock out against the racist, end quote, Arizona. Let me do that again. Rage Against the Machine is going to, quote, rock, end quote, against the, quote, racist, end quote, Arizona immigration bill. Rage Against the Machine, a, quote, talented, end quote, band. Anyway, they're going to be playing some gig someplace that no one's going to show up at. 877-876-PHIL. Oh, they probably will. 877-876-PHIL. And if you don't show up at their gig, we do have a little something here for you. So,
no matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Yeah, right. All right, white boy.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, we'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show. The 10 fastest growing centers, or careers rather, still to come. Careers.